A lot of people wonder when they should hyphenate prefixes and suffixes. And really, there are two ways to answer this question. The first is for people who need 100% absolute perfection in their hyphenation use. Here's the advice for them. Consult your style guide every time. Because there are no universal rules that apply to every prefix and suffix, you have to look them up. If you're writing or editing something for a book or consumer-type magazine, this usually means the Chicago Manual of Style. If you're writing in the style of news media or business communications, you probably want to consult the Associated Press Style Book. Both guides have a lot of information on specific prefixes and suffixes, though they're not comprehensive. They do leave a lot of questions unanswered. But not everyone needs to hyphenate perfectly. And let's face it, with all the gray areas in the style guides, perfection is pretty unrealistic anyway. Some people just need to hyphenate well, to look well-written, smart, and professional. And for them, there is some simple advice to be offered. Here it is. Do not hyphenate prefixes or suffixes unless they look funny without the hyphen. For example, you slap the prefix un on lots of different words without a hyphen, and it'll look just fine. An unpainted desk, an uneaten breakfast, an uncharacteristic behavior. But if you just attached un right to a proper noun like American or British or French, it would look pretty weird. And that's your clue that a hyphen belongs there. Information as good as anything you'd get from checking a style book. Both those style guides say that prefixes are hyphenated before proper nouns. The same goes with numbers. The term pre-1950 would look just wrong without a hyphen. And in fact, the style guides say to hyphenate prefixes and suffixes attached to numbers. Now let's think about a specific prefix, anti. It attaches very nicely to a bunch of words without a hyphen. Antisocial, antiseptic, antitrust. But what about in front of intellectual or intricate? In both these cases, you'd end up with two I's in a row if you didn't hyphenate. And on paper, that definitely looks odd. So that's your clue that there is in fact a rule in both styles that says that prefixes that cause awkward letter combinations and especially repeated vowels take hyphens. Now with suffixes, the thing to remember is that often the term you want to attach to the end of the word may not be only a suffix, but could also be a freestanding word or a combining form. Like, wide, style, and many other terms all have jobs as freestanding words. That means you don't have to worry as much about the guideline that says don't hyphenate suffixes. Again, if you just stick with what looks best, you'll do fine. A pudding-like dessert, a Spanish-style archway, a pepperless entree. In all these cases, you can use the word form, like, style, and less, and not a suffix, which means you can and probably should hyphenate all those compounds. So whenever you're wondering whether to hyphenate a prefix or a suffix, just follow this simple guideline. Try it first without a hyphen. If it looks funny, hyphenate it. Chances are your hyphenation choices will be almost indistinguishable from those in professionally edited writing.